Divine Origin and Unity 2. Dependence of God 3. Purposeful Existence and 4. Immanence of God.
Understand that God is the ultimate creator and sources of everything. Embrace your dependence on God, knowing He provides for all your needs. Understand your purposeful existence, realizing you are part of a greater plan. Feel the immanence of God, His constant presence guiding and supporting you. Get ready to unlock your full potential and live a life of abundance. Join us online on Sunday mornings at 7:30 a.m. on the RMI Facebook page or on YouTube, Instagram, or on our website at restoredministriesint.org. Get ready for powerful and anointed teachings.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Come on out. Come on in, come on in. Jump in this river, come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you. Hallelujah, we bless you. We bless your name, bless your name. Come on now, just begin to magnify the Lord. Come on. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Come on now. Come on now, get it, get it, get it. Whatever you need from the Lord right now, get it. Come on, He's here. Come on now, the Lord is here. Oh, come on now. Woo, my God. He can't shake. Woo, my God. Come on, you better get up in here. Oh, come on now. Hey, go shot. Woo, my God. Come on now. Hey, get shot. Father, we thank you. Less of us, more of you, none of us, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. And Father, we'll be ever so careful to give you glory, honor, and praise. Devil, we serve you. Notice that no weapon formed against us, no weapon formed against the broadcast, no weapon formed against the supporters, sponsors, seed, time, and harvest, tithe givers, teruma givers, Lord God. Woo, glory, God, those who are looking and who are ready. High glory. Come on, you who are ready to go to the next level. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Come on now. Oh, my God. Come on now. Just get up on in here. High glory. Come on now. He's here. Come on now. He's here right now. He's here right now. Come on. Share the broadcast. Let your people know. High glory. Woo, my God, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hey, broko isha taraba. Hande ike sha taboko sha. Father, I thank you, I thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, I thank you, I thank you. I give you praise, honor, and glory. Father, I thank you. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. Hallelujah, you are worthy. Hallelujah. Hey, broko sha te kesha. Hallelujah. You are worthy. You are worthy. You alone are worthy. Father, you are worthy. Come on now. He is worthy. Hallelujah. Ha broko esha te kesha. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Hey, go shot, take a shot. Father, I just thank you, Lord God, right now. With high glory. Father, I just give you praise. Father, hey, go shot. Woo, Father, I'm not blessing your name for who you are. Good morning, Corey. I'm not blessing you. I'm not praising you for who you are. No, I'm praising you for who you are, not for what you can do. Come on now. When we begin to grow up and understand and mature, high glory. That this is about giving him praise for who he is, not for what he can do. Come on now. Can I say that again? It's about who he is, not about what he can do. Can I say that one more again? Because I want you to get this understanding. I do not praise him for what he can give me. I bless the Lord because he is. Come on now. Listen, listen, we have been teaching about the power of all, getting in preparation. Listen, we are getting ready for God's calendar new year. Now listen, God doesn't wait until January 1st. Okay, that's man's time. That's the Roman Gregorian calendar. God's calendar. Oh, well, let's go here. See, I got Brother Corey on Instagram. And we about to blow this thing wide open. So let's go here. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. The Bible says, with all you're getting, get understanding. So I want to give you understanding today, because in this executing and activating the power of all in your life, you must begin to walk in this area right here. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Look at what it says. To everything, there is a season and a time, to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant. Here we go. Because remember, God's kingdom was built on seed time and harvest. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to harvest that which has been put in the ground. Can I say that again? To everything that God created, there is a season and a time for that thing to be in full activated operation. Oh, come on now. To every purpose. Why? Because the times and seasons of God are dictated by his purpose, okay? Times and seasons are dictated by his purpose. Come on now. Someone type, it is so. So once again, a time to plant, okay? Now remember, for those who've been watching this broadcast or been following this broadcast, you understand that God's kingdom is built on seed time and harvest. Genesis 8:22, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest shall not cease. So what is the kingdom of God? The kingdom of God is God's way of doing things, okay? And this is why we have to understand, to everything there is a season and a time. Because no matter how much God loves you, okay, it must be according to the purpose and times and seasons that are in operation. So this is why we look at Matthew 6:33. Now listen, I'm going somewhere this morning. So come on, just go with me. Come on now. Someone type, I receive it. Matthew 6, and I'm going to start probably at 31. Matthew 6:31. Come on now. Let me just put this in Instagram. Matthew 6. Okay, check out what it said, okay? Now this is why I'm giving you the word, because as we're talking about, as we're teaching, getting prepared for the new year, we are in a new season. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Come on now. Hey, glory, come on now, type it is so. Come on now. Matthew 6:31. Therefore, take no thought saying, okay? Now remember, the power of death and life is in your mouth. Take no thought saying. So whenever you speak on a thought, which is, now, vision and creation starts in the mind of God. So when you understand that God created us in his image, vision and creation in our life, in our 3D earth realm, is dictated and created by our thoughts, because vision starts in the mind of God. And if vision and creation starts in the mind of God, if I'm created in his image after his likeness, vision and creation starts in my mind. Okay. This is why Proverbs says, as a man thinketh, so is he. See? Oh my God. See, we're trying to be so spiritual that we're no earthly good. Vision and creation starts in the mind. This is why Paul said, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. You can change your environment by changing how you think. Oh, my God. Therefore, take no thought saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear? For after all these things. Now, yesterday I told you, and I'll prove that today, that God
is concerned, he wants you to have the things necessary for you to prosper and be in health. And I believe that's going to be in Luke chapter 19, and we're going to go there. Amen. So come on now. So now, once again, for after all these things do the Gentile seek. The word Gentile is a Greek word that means someone who has no relationship with God. You have no relationship. You are not in God's family because you have not received him as the Word, Father, and Holy Ghost in your life. These three are one. Oh, come on now. But why? Okay. For after all these things do the Gentile seek. For your heavenly Father, he didn't say God. This is why we have been walking in an area or a lifestyle of deception and confusion, because we're trying to relate to him as an omniscient God, which he is omniscient and he is theos, he is God, okay? But he relates to us as his children and divine offspring. And unless you can relate to him as Father, you cannot receive from him as inheritance. Okay. For after all these things do Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you have need of what? All what? These things. So that power of all is right here. When you understand the power of all, okay, the power of all, whole and all together. Your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need. Now, Paul said in Galatians, and my God shall supply all of your needs. So come on now. But your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first what? His kingdom. What is his kingdom? God's way of doing things. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, God's way of doing things. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his what? His righteousness. This word righteousness means staying in right standing, keeping your relationship whole and pure with God. Does it mean that you're not going to make any mistakes? No. But when you're relating to him as Father, you're not running from him as a fearful slave servant. Oh, come on now. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these what? Things shall be what? Added. God wants to add in your life, but he can't do that unless you're relating to him as Father and walking as a child of God. Oh, glory. Okay, shot. Woo! Come on now. Okay. Oh, okay. See, someone still thinks that he doesn't care about you having things. Okay. Here we go. I'm just going to prove it right now. Can I prove it to you? Come on now. Someone type teach pastor. Come on now. Hey, glory. Come on. Luke chapter 19. And we're going to start at about verse 41. Okay. Luke chapter 19. Because this is going to show you that the Father, he wishes above all things that you would prosper and be successful. Okay. Prosper, wealthy, have more than enough. That's it. That's what a father does. A real father wants his children to go farther and beyond him. Oh, come on now. Luke chapter 19, verse 41. And when he was come near to Jerusalem, he beheld the city, and he cried, he wept over it, saying, if you had known, even now, at least in this thy day, the things that belong to your peace, but now they are hid. What? The things that belong to your peace. There are things that you need in your life that belong to your wholeness, your completeness. Y'all, come on now. I wish I had somebody with me today. Woo, my God, when you understand that the power of all. Okay, let me just get up here. Because everything that we're doing is getting us prepared for the new year, this power of all. Okay, they were in one place with one accord, one passion, one mind with who? The Father. Oh my God. Come on now. Hey, go short. Someone type it is so. When you understand this, okay, get the understanding. This is why. Hey, bro, ko ishate. Oh my God, my God. Come on now. Someone type, I receive it right now. Come on. Type it right now. I receive it. See, the enemy's been trying to keep you poor, thinking that if you had things, that you're not righteous. If you had wealth, if you had money in the bank, that you're not walking in holiness. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Woo, my God. King Solomon walked in holiness and he was wealthy. Come on now. David was the king and priest. He was anointed. He's the only one named that Jesus is named after, and he was wealthy. Oh, come on now. Woo, Abraham, the only one that's named as friend of God in the Bible, the first prophet of God, and he was wealthy. Come on. Listen, wealth was on Abraham so much, and because his nephew followed him, that they had to split up where they were living because the land couldn't handle the prosperity and wealth that was dripping off their life. Come on now. Woo, my God. And Abraham was flawed. Not in his spirit, but in his flesh. This is why he's called. It was imputed to him for righteousness because of his belief in God. This is why yesterday I started breaking down and teaching you what faith is and how faith operates in this power of all. And the power of all is fueled by faith. Oh, come on now. Woo, my God, come on now. Someone type, it is so. See, I want to get this principle in your life. With all your getting, get understanding. Oh, my God, faith is not to get things. Faith is to please God, Hebrews 11:6. Oh, my God, where are we? Hebrews 11:6. For without faith, okay, let's just go here. This must be for Corey right now. Oh, come on, Brother Corey. Hebrews 11:6. Come on now. Hebrews 11:6. Then we'll go back to Hebrews 11:1. Come on now. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. Faith is for pleasing the Father. Oh, come on now. For he that what? Cometh to God. Faith, the activation of faith in your life causes you to run and chase after God. Seek ye first. Oh, come on now. Well, you can't seek God unless faith has been activated by the power of all in God. Oh, come on now. Remember yesterday we said the power of all is in you. Woo, my God. Woo, my God. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God, listen, must believe that he exists. And so faith is not just believing. It's okay. And that he's a rewarder of them. He's a rewarder of them. You receive reward of them that diligently seek him. You're not seeking the house. You're not seeking the car. You're not seeking getting debts canceled. You're not seeking what college you're supposed to go to. You're seeking God and his purpose in your life. You're seeking the Father and the love. Woo, my God. You're receiving him as Father, Creator, woo, and leader into all truth in your life. And as you're seeking him, he's rewarding you for staying on course. He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Okay, so let's break down this activation of faith. Now, yesterday we started with Hebrews 11:1. It says that now faith is. Faith is now. So faith activates your what you can do, your future, into your present time and existence. Woo! Now, faith is the substance of what things? What? Hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. So the faith activates the bringing or the manifestation or the materialization of what you see in the spirit of seeking him. He brings it into your manifestation of your 3D earth realm in your life. Okay. Oh, my God. Now, listen, now, let me just put this up here so that way we'll have a good understanding. This is what the word faith, this is what faith really is right here. And I'm just typing this. Faith is belief or believing with equal or greater corresponding action. Did you get this? Faith is belief or believing with equal or greater corresponding action. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe. See, you're running, you're chasing after him. You're on the road, you're on your path of purpose. And your number one thought is to please God by fulfilling the purpose of God in your life. This is why I use myself as the example, okay? My life of reward was activated when I began to understand that my purpose in life was to be the teacher that God created me to be. God gave my family a legacy of education, okay? And everything in my life is fueled by my faith and my action of becoming the teacher, okay? Part of the fivefold, okay? Okay, he gave unto some the apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. He gave to some for the edifying, for the building up of the saints. Okay, I'm a part of the fivefold, not only in the kingdom of God, but in the earth realm as a teacher in the school system, okay? This is why he says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Okay, when I began to walk and chase after God in my path of purpose of becoming the teacher, okay, when you receive him as the word, he gives you the power, his dunamis, his ability, the power of all to become what? Sons, okay? I began walking in sonship when I began chasing him to become who he created me to be. Oh, come on, somebody type, I receive it. It is so. This is why. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So when I began to walk it and I began to go to school to become, okay, to walk in that path of purpose, when I began, okay, diving into the realm of the office of teacher, then I began to activate my office of a prophet, where my apostolic calling as prophet and teacher is activated, okay? Your purpose in life should connect you to the fivefold, okay? Whether you are a part of the hand, or you're a part of the receiving, or the edifying, or the building up in your purpose in life in God. Are you getting anything? Is this understandable? If this is understandable, someone give me a thumbs up. Come on now. Are you getting this right now? See, God wants you to be activated in the very purpose. See, all your power, all your faith, all your power, all the favor and grace of God. Listen, you can only defeat the enemy by being on the path of purpose of God on your life. It says we overcome the enemy by the what? Blood of the Lamb and by the testimony. And by our testimony. The blood of the Lamb and our testimony. Okay? See, I can only do all things through Christ when I'm strengthened by the path of purpose that I'm on. Oh, come on now. Woo, my God. I can only do all things because he only strengthens me in the area where he's called me. Oh, come on now. Woo, my God. Are you getting this morning? Woo, my God. The joy of the Lord. Okay, the joy in the Lord, okay, is my strength. When I'm in God, I'm all powerful. Woo, my God, my God, my God. See, when the Spirit of the Lord came upon Samson, he was able to do, okay, here's the word. Signs and wonders shall follow those that believe, shall follow. That means you're not in place. The signs and wonders are trying to catch up to you because you're trying to catch up to the Father. Are you getting this morning? Woo, my God, my God. And this is why. if you're not sowing seed, the action of planting seed into the ground where you're being fed, if you're being taught and fed by this ministry, by the word that comes out of this broadcast, and you're not sowing financial seed, you're cutting off the power of God in your life. Woo, my God, my God. And the devil knows it. Listen, the devil doesn't have to do anything if you're not doing anything. Oh, okay. See, we don't like that. See, God's kingdom is built on seed time and harvest. This is why. Now, when we go to the word, okay, it says, beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. Soul prosperity only begins when you're activated in the doing of the purpose of God, the kingdom of God in your life. Genesis 8:22, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Seed time is the planting of the seed into the ground where you're being fed, okay? So how do we do that? The first way is through the ministry. You can use our PayPal. If it's stored M-I-N-I-N-T-L, you can use your camera or your phone. Amen. Our glory to scan the QR code right there, and it will take you to our link, okay? You can also use the Zelle and go from your account straight into the ministry account by using our Zelle Gmail at restoredmintl@gmail.com, okay? Now, the second way that you can give into this ministry, okay? And now listen, and when you give your seed, listen, here's where you start. Use the New Beginning seed of 8888, or use the 2024 seed of $224, or the Multiplied Grace seed of $55. Start somewhere. Okay, the second way, or the next way that you can do is by doing what's called the Terumah. The Terumah is when you give directly into the hand of the prophet or the priest or the ministry, according to Ezekiel 44. And the first of all, first fruits of all things, of every oblation or terumah of all, shall be the priest. And you shall give the priest the first of your dough, that he may speak or cause the blessing to rest in you. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. But unless the prophet or the fivefold speaks the seed into you and you receive the seed, the blessing can't rest. Now, the second way to give is by giving straight into the hand of the priest or prophet. I am the priest and prophet over this ministry. Do it by using my Cash App at $MDBryant. We've got technology, okay? If you'd rather use Zelle, my Zelle's right there at michael@rtuproductions.com, or my PayPal at pastormichaeldbryant@gmail.com. But get your seed into the ground. See, you can't activate the power. You can't activate faith unless there's something that you do to stir up the pot. When you sow seed, you stir up the ground, which activates God's harvest in your life. Lift your hand. Father, I thank you. You said, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Father, I declare the blessing of the Lord shall rest and remain in them and on them. Father, I declare and decree the blessing of the Lord shall make them rich, and you will add no sorrow with it. Woo! Oh, my God. Hey, glory. Come on, somebody. Hey, glory. Come on. Get it. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest time shall not cease. Come on now. Seed time and harvest time. Woo, my God. Oh, my God. Come on, you better get this. Oh, my God, my God. Yo, come on. Come on, you better get it. Get it right now in Jesus' name. Now, listen, don't miss this week's broadcast. We're going to be right here teaching you how to activate the wealth, prosperity, peace, power, purpose of God in your life. Be blessed.